SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump has delivered on his pledge to halt the mass slaughter of Christians by ISIS terrorists in Nigeria, and he made good his promise on Christmas Day.
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria.
President Trump in November telling reporters traveling with him aboard Air Force One.
That part of the world, very bad. They're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. Not going to allow that to happen.
In a Christmas evening post, the president announced U.S. forces had launched what he said had been a deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria. U.S. Africa Command says the strikes had been conducted at the request of Nigerian authorities, and Nigeria's foreign ministry says it cooperated with mutual respect for sovereignty and shared commitments to regional and global security. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators met on Christmas Day, continuing to work on proposals for ending the war with Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky sounds cautiously upbeat following the talks, but there's no talk of that elusive breakthrough yet. A Russian court has sentenced prominent opposition activist Sergei Udaltsov to 6 years in prison for justifying terrorism. The powerful storm that's hammered northern and southern California in recent days, bringing flooding rains, rock, mud, and debris slides, has proven deadly.
A falling tree killed a San Diego man. Farther north, a Sacramento sheriff's deputy died in what appeared to be a weather-related crash. San Bernardino County firefighters said they rescued people trapped in cars when mud and debris rushed down a road leading into Wrightwood, a resort town in the San Gabriel Mountains, about 80 miles northeast of Los Angeles.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett says snow is the issue across parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes, the Ohio Valley, and the Northeast. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 64 points, NASDAQ futures 4 points higher. This is SRN News. The battle over gay marriage in Japan is heating up.
A Japanese court has ruled that the government does not have to legalize homosexual unions in the last of six cases that are expected to be brought to the Supreme Court for a final and definitive ruling, possibly next year. The Tokyo High Court says marriage under Japanese law is largely expected to be a union between men and women in a decision that reverses a lower court ruling last year. This is also the first loss at high courts for gay activists. Michael Harrington reporting.
While most Christians celebrated Christmas yesterday on the 25th, some Eastern Orthodox traditions will mark the holy day on the 7th of January. That's because they follow the ancient Julian calendar, which runs 13 days behind the calendar that's used by Catholic and Protestant churches as well as by much of the secular world. In fact, the exact day and month of Jesus' birth are unknown. This is SRN News. A new leader rapidly coming to the fore in the world of pop music.
It may surprise you, Christian music is growing rapidly, while other genres struggle to grab new listeners. Experts and artists say there are a variety of reasons why religious music is connecting. Social media and streaming are two factors. So is the music's positive lyrics, which has evolved to reflect real life. Another reason? Well, certain Christian artists have begun to cross over now into mainstream music, and the experts say they hope this isn't just a trend, but a real movement. Jason Walker reporting.
American graphite mines are seeing renewed interest after being largely closed for decades. Graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries, and under President Trump, the U.S. is looking to break China's stranglehold on the market. More details at SRNnews.com.